You may have heard the news recently, and it's heartbreaking anytime there's a shooting involving kids, and that's what happened in Freeman, where a 9-year-old boy was playing with a handgun, accidentally shot and killed his 7-year-old brother. And gun safety becomes obviously very, very important to people to try to prevent those kinds of tragedies. So joining us this morning is Matt Schluter. He's with Schluter Firearms Instruction. Matt, it's nice to have you here. Good morning to you. Thanks so much for dropping by. First of all, maybe just a little bit of background about you and how you got into firearms instruction.
I grew up in South Dakota here, out in Canastota. Grew up hunting and fishing with my dad.
Big part of the lifestyle here.
In South Dakota. You know, between pheasant hunting and all the other opportunities we have, it's a big part of our state. Graduated high school, got into law enforcement, left law enforcement in August of 2012. During my career in law enforcement and corrections, I became a firearms instructor. I grew a real passion just for being on the range and shooting, hence becoming an instructor. During my career, I had an opportunity to become an NRA instructor for citizens handgun courses, at which point I expanded on that. And that's what we do with our business. That's the core of the classes we teach.
Well, let's talk maybe about some of the biggest things people should keep in mind when it comes to handguns and handgun safety. What are some important things to remember? Maybe what are some of the biggest mistakes people make?
I think handguns, it's easy to make mistakes. Just when you talk about the basic rules of firearms handling, you always keep the gun pointed in a safe direction. If you're going pheasant hunting with your friends on a weekend, keeping your Remington or Winchester shotgun pointed in a safe direction is much easier than, to say, a handgun when it's not in a holster. Because a handgun is shorter, it's easier to make a slight adjustment to the muzzle, which could accidentally cover another person.
If I've got kids around, you know, and I think a lot of us do, many of us own firearms in this part of the world, and we've got kids around, what do you suggest?
I suggest two things. The first is, when the gun is not in use, make sure it's locked up and secured. Now, every home is different. So what I would do in my home might be different than what you do in your home, Greg. But the point is, for your environment, you ought to have it locked up. Now, if it is in use, or you're going to the range, or wherever you take the firearm shooting, you make sure you discuss with your kids, depending on their age-appropriate level, some basic rules. So my kids are really young. So the first thing is, you stop, you don't touch it, you leave the area, you tell an adult. And with those simple basic rules right there, long as they don't touch it, they leave the area, go tell an adult. An adult can take care of determining whether the firearm is loaded, unloaded, and putting it wherever it needs to be at that time.
Great advice. Matt Schluter is here of Schluter Firearms Instruction. Generally, at what age have you had an opportunity to deal with kids at all as part of the instruction that you do, or is it mostly adults?
I would say the majority of our classes are adults. Right now, 50% of our classes are women on average. We do take some teenagers. They do have to attend with a parent or guardian, and they both have to be paying students. I try not to take anybody under the age of 16, and that's just a personal call. Under state law, I could take them all the way down to when they can start hunting. So you're talking 11, 12.
Sure.
It's just a decision my wife and I made with our business that we feel that to make sure the kids are mature enough, we have to be able to establish an age.
And that's obviously that's a personal preference. That's one we've even discussed here in the past, as to when do you begin hunting with your kids? When do you let them to begin to handle a firearm? And from your perspective, certainly when you're teaching safety, I could see your point.
For hunting, I'll tell you what. If you grew up in South Dakota, I was going hunting with my dad before I was even, I can't even remember how old. He would drive me around in his pickup and we'd go hunting, fishing, he trapped. We did all kinds of stuff together. And during that time of my life, yeah, he introduced me to firearms, taught me how to shoot, taught me safety. Of course, growing up in the 80s, safety was probably approached a lot differently than today as far as firearms go. You know, and my own kids, they do go hunting with me and stuff. And it's at that age you want to start to introduce them to the whole step. You know, the steps I talked about with firearm safety begin right there. Because sometimes you have to get out of the pickup. And your son is going to sit in the pickup. And there's going to be one or more guns in the pickup. And they have to know that just don't touch them.
Right, and as you said earlier, and it's a great point, there is a big difference between handling a shotgun and handling a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
A world of difference. Now, for people who maybe want more information, Matt, maybe they'd like instruction for themselves, what can they do to learn more about you and the courses that you offer?
There's two places they can find information on the classes I offer. One is the NRA website. We're listed on their training page. For the classes we have upcoming. We also have a website of our own. It's learntoshoot.com, and that's 2 is in the number 2 spelt out. I'm also on Facebook under Schluter Firearms Instruction. So between those three places, I'm pretty easy to find. I do some advertising on the web a little bit. I have some Google ads, and I advertise on Kelloland pages.
And now, again, for people who have kids and they have firearms in the house, the key is to talk to them to try to avert a tragedy. Make sure you're setting rules for your kids right from the get-go.
Right. I did some, you know, you guys called me on Friday, and I had the weekend off. So I had a little opportunity, and I thought to myself, I'm going to be talking about gun safety. Let's just go see what I can find. If I was just to go buy a gun case, let's say I got it used, a hand-me-down from a family member. I found them for a plastic case. You know, you're probably running around anywhere from $10 to $15 from a local retailer. I'm not going to name anybody because I don't play favorites. And you can go all the way up to over $100 or more just for a handgun case to lock it up.
Depending on what your needs are.
Exactly. And everybody's home is different. So, you know, when I was single, I didn't have kids in my home. My level of security for my firearms was way different than it is today.
Matt Schluter of Schluter Firearms Instruction. Matt, thanks for your time this morning. All really right. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.